This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Tonight, inshallah ta'ala, we will discuss the signs of a sick heart. And then starting next week, if Allah kept us alive, we will start taking one disease of the heart and discussing its symptoms and its ilaj, its cure. So by next week, inshallah ta'ala, we will start the diseases of the heart, their symptoms and their cure. May Allah save us all from the diseases of the heart. طيب. So today, inshallah ta'ala, how can I know if I have a sick heart? How do I know if I have a sick heart? Before I start, one time a man came to the Sheikh and he said, "Ya Sheikh, I sin a lot. I do a lot of sins. And Allah does not punish me. I heard that when you sin, Allah punishes you. And that punishment, by the way, is rahmah from Allah Azza wa Jal, so you can wake up and come back." Right? So, "Ya Allah, ya Shaykh, I sin and Allah does not punish me." So he said, "When was the last time you prayed Fajr in Jama'ah?" He said, 2.5, 3 years. He said, "When was the last time you opened the Quran?" He said, "Last Ramadan." He said, "When was the last time you prayed Qiyam?" He said, "I don't even remember." He said, "Do you want any more punishment than this? Allah doesn't want you. Because when Allah loves somebody, He makes those ibadat easy for him. Go. وَنَذَرُهُمْ فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. Let them continue on their path. They are sinning and they're... So this by itself is a punishment. When you feel that the ibadat are very heavy and you're neglecting them, that by itself is a punishment. Is a punishment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give you the permission to stand up alone with Him at night. That is an honor, to be alone with Allah Azza wa Jal in your tahajjud. So, what are some of the signs that if I have them, then I should be very careful? Because if we have any problem with our physical heart, we will not leave any means except we take it in order to make sure we fix our heart. The diseases of the physical heart, they end with death. But the diseases of the spiritual heart, they ruin your dunya, they ruin your qabr, they ruin your akhirah. This is how essential they are. You die from a heart disease, may Allah have mercy on you, you're done, khalas. Alhamdulillah, you lived a great life and all that, alhamdulillah. But if you die with a heart disease, and we will mention many of them, then it's a huge problem. It does not stop with death, it continues after death. So what are some of the signs that I have some sicknesses in my heart? Number one, it is not affected when indulged in a sin. It does not feel anything when that heart is committing a sin. It does not feel anything. That's a sign that something's wrong with your heart. Or, this is bad. Worst, the sin becomes a habit. Worst, what is worse than that? You start enjoying the sin. When you start enjoying the sin. Now, what does that mean, ya akhwan? You know, If my skin is dead, I lose the senses in my skin, right? So if I put my heart, my hand on the fire, nothing happens. My skin is dead. But if my skin is alive, the minute the skin feels the fire, immediately it withdraws. Similarly, the heart. If it's dead, sin after sin after sin after sin, nothing, doesn't feel anything. Like now, if I tell you, brother, here's some alcohol, astaghfirullah, immediately you go crazy. What are you talking about? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. The people with taqwa, if anything from the shaitan comes, gamble, look, stare, drink, smoke. Astaghfirullah. Even if they fall into it, they immediately make istighfar. But the other guy we're talking about, the guy with the sick heart, no. He does not feel that. The hand, the skin is dead. If you bring a knife and you start cutting, I don't feel anything. But the harm is huge. I'm going to lose my hand. Similarly, when the heart is dead, I don't feel it. The sins, I don't feel the sins anymore. They have no effect. Just like there's no effect. So the sin after sin after sin, khalas, yalla. It becomes normal. It becomes a habit. And then here's the worst part. When I start enjoying that sin. When I start looking forward to commit that sin, that is when the heart's not even sick anymore. It's almost dead. So the first sign is that you, the person, may Allah protect you, not you, the person got no effect whatsoever about the sin. Yeah, for example, let's mention a sin because alhamdulillah, none of us is going to do all those major sins. Let's mention something that could be, like it might sound close. You miss Jum'ah for no reason. Missing Jum'ah for no reason is a small sin or a major sin? Major sin. Allah revealed the surah. And يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ فَسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعِ. يعني an order from Allah Azza wa Jal. Oh, wallahi, I'm busy. Next week, inshallah, no problem. That's a major sin. And this is what happens. Sometimes, especially with our youth, the first Jum'ah he misses, he gets, oh, subhanAllah, how could I miss Jum'ah? Then after 3-4 weeks, he misses another Jum'ah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Then after that, misses another Jum'ah, the regret is less. Then after that, no more Jum'ah. This is where it becomes dangerous. And by the way, side note, Rasulullah ﷺ said, 3 Jum'ahs in a row, without any valid excuse, what happens? Sealed on your heart, munafiq. Yani without genuine munafiq. No, not a bootleg munafiq. Official, subhanAllah. Without any excuse. And by the way, busy is not a valid excuse. I'm busy at work, I have a meeting. Once on a blue moon, something happened, that's a different story. But, oh, this is why, Sheikh, I cannot come to Jumu'ah because we are very busy at work. SubhanAllah, from all the businesses, Allah said, ذَرُوا الْبَيْعَ. Leave everything. Leave the sales. Why the sales, by the way? Why the sales? Why he did not leave your job? Because jobs are more than sales. Right? There are so many jobs that are not sales. Why sales? Why bay'a? It is the quickest form of seeing the result. Give me, take. No? Even that, leave it right now. Because the job, you know, get paid at the end of the month, at the end of the bay'a, immediately. Leave that also. Because many of our brothers, brother, if I close in Jum'ah, what is my customers going to say? Wallahi, the barakah will double. And imagine, there was a brother in New York, he used to put on his door, in Jum'ah, in a place, maybe there are hardly any Muslim, closed for Salat, between brackets, prayer, Friday, on the door, closed for 1 hour. Tayyib, isn't that beautiful? You know how many people respected that. Because you have a purpose. You have a principle. You did not sell your deen for half an hour of sales. You sold your deen for half an hour of sales? Your deen? What is, Allah said, leave work. Subhanallah. So, the first sign, the sin does not affect them that much. You don't feel the sin. Second, that person who has a sick heart, they are addicted to dunya. Where are you? Wallahi, I was traveling here, traveling there. He misses salawat. He probably hardly even prays Jummah. And if he prays only Eid. Yani, all his hem, all his concern is dunya. Dunya, dunya, where, how can I make money from here, from there, from this crypto stocks? He's going all over and no deen whatsoever. There's nothing wrong with these things, but there's no deen. There's nothing to stop him. Yani, everything's halal. There's no difference between haram and halal. Open, everything is okay. That's a major sign that something's wrong with your heart. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, al-halal bayyin wal-haram bayyin. Halal is clear and haram is clear. And in between there are some doubtful matters. The person who stays away from the doubtful matters, he has protected his deen. So this person, subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Surah Muhammad, وَالَذِينَ كَفَرُوا يَتَمَتَّعُونَ وَيَأْكُلُونَ كَمَا تَأْكُلُ الْأَنْهَامُ And the people who has disbelief, even though this ayah is only for the non-believers, but unfortunately sometimes it applies to the Muslims. And the people who do not believe, يَأْكُلُونَ وَيَتَمَتَّعُونَ All they do is eat and have fun. Where are you going? We're going here. We're coming there. Did you see that new restaurant? This is their life. This is their life. This is their goal. This is it. There's nothing else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, what's the difference between these people and kal-an'am? What's the difference between the cow? The cow wakes up in the morning, she eats and drinks and plow, goes to work and comes back. And in Surah Al-A'raf, Allah told us that the cow is better than the human being who does not obey Allah. Why? Why is the cow better? أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ They are worse than cattle. So we took example, the cow. Why a person who does not obey Allah? Because the ayah started it by saying the people, they have eyes, but they do not see, they have heart, they do not comprehend. Huh? And then at the end, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ huh? They are like the an'am, but they're adal. Why? Because the cow, it's serving the purpose it was created for. And the person who disobeys Allah is not serving his purpose. So the cow is better than him. This is not my words. Allah. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ No. بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلْ They are worst. The cow is doing, providing milk, providing meat, providing the plowing. It's doing a job. But you, as abd, you're supposed to be abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you're not doing your job. So the cow, the sheep, the goat are better than you. Subhanallah. And there are a group of people that Allah told us in the Quran, وَقَالُوا مَا هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا نَمُوتُ وَنَحْيَا You know the youth here, YOLO, YOLO? You only live once. This is exactly in the Quran. You only live once came up now, last few years. But it's in the Quran, 1400 years ago. وَقَالُوا مَا هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا نَمُوتُ وَنَحْيَا This is it. This is our life. We live and we die and khalas, done. There's no hisab. There's nothing going on. One time I was giving a talk in a university and an atheist came and he wants to, discuss. He said, do you believe in the day? He's asking me, do you believe in the day of judgment? I said, of course. Imagine there's no day of judgment. Can you imagine for a second? There's no day of judgment. Yalla ya shabab. Yalla ya shabab. What are we doing here? What are we doing? Yalla, stealing, robbing, gambling, yalla, drinking. There's no hisab. He said, do you believe? Yeah, of course. He said, no, I don't believe that there's day of judgment. So I said, let me talk to him according to his understanding. So I said, so you believe that Mother Teresa and Hitler are same thing at the end? He said, yeah. So, السلام عليكم وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلام. يعني according to them Mother Teresa is يعني and Hitler, you know, سبحان الله. So إنما هي حياتنا الدنيا, this is our life. There are, Allah told us that there are people that they say this is our life, there's no آخرة, there's no حساب. This is second sign. The third sign, the person with a sick heart, you recite the Quran, you sit down in a lecture, you hear a khutbah, everybody is crying, and that person is nothing. That's a sign something's wrong. Something's wrong. They get affected. They say, you know what, wallahi, you know what, I'm going to start changing. I want to do this. You know, sometimes we hear the Quran, we get emotional and all that. This person is nothing. And yeah, akhwan, here's where it gets something maybe we, unfortunately, can relate to. A hard heart leads to a dry eye. When was the last time you cried? When we do not cry much, that's a sign that the heart is hard. Has some qaswa, harshness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. الله أكبر. يعني if all mankind are mountains and the Quran was revealed to these mountains, the mountains will shake asunder, they will tremble if this Quran was revealed to them, and this piece of flesh is not even moving or shaking. That's not a good sign. Sometimes we even try to squeeze the tear, doesn't come down. And Ummuna Aisha, our mother Aisha, she stayed hours with one ayah crying. Hours, one ayah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one ayah all night. In taghfir lahum. All night long crying and repeating one ayah. And subhanAllah, we hear the Quran, beautiful recitation, ayat, adab, ayat, this, nothing. Nothing at all. So this is, ya akhwan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهِ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. The true believers are when Allah's name is mentioned, the hearts tremble. Tremble. Brother, ittaqillah, what are you doing opening this business or opening that business or going into that field? Ittaqillah, astaghfirullah, you know, jazakallah khair, brother. May Allah reward you. That's a good sign. But when some, leave us alone, this is America. These are all kuffar. They come up with anything to make money. No, that's not a good sign at all. Fourth, or before I go there, you know, I remembered about the second point about a person who's addicted to dunya. I remember when we were in New York, there was a sheikh who visited us. And the brothers of the masjid, they said, Sheikh, can you please see this guy next door? He's a multi-millionaire, Muslim. Can you go talk to him? Maybe because you're a sheikh. We've been his neighbors for 7-8 years. Not a penny. Not a penny he donated. And he has 3-4 supermarkets. So maybe if you talk to him, He will soften his heart and give us something to support this masjid. So the Sheikh said, of course. So he went to the brother and he started talking to him. Yeah, brother, this is the house of Allah, this and that. The Sheikh came back and he told us the story. He said, I come left, he goes right. I go east, he comes west. I go south, he comes north. Yani, he tried everything with him, nothing. The Sheikh said, as I'm leaving the supermarket, the owner said, yeah, Sheikh, I want to tell you something. So the Sheikh came back, said, yes. He said, yeah, Sheikh, I promise you, when I retire, I'm going back to my country and I'm going to build a masjid. I'm going to spend all my time in that masjid. So the Sheikh said, hurry up, go get a piece of paper. He said, why? He said, go, hurry up, get a piece of paper. So the man went and got a piece of paper. He said, write down exactly what you told me. So the man wrote down, when I retire, I'm going to go back to my country. I'm going to build a masjid and I'm going to stay in it all the time. So yeah, Sheikh, here, I wrote it down. What should I do now? He said, now, when the angel of death comes, show him the paper. And let me know what he tells you. What is this? When I retire, when I get married, when I graduate, when I have my first baby, when I move into a new house, when I as if like, you know, yeah, no, I'm not going anywhere. I'm here. Innama hiya hayatuna ad-dunya. We're living, ya shabab, yalla. No. When you start getting so involved in dunya, tomorrow, this is in Arabic, it's called tasweef. Tasweef. What does tasweef mean? Sawfa afal, sawfa. I will do, I will. Sayaqulu, no, this is different. Okay. Then the last one is, the last sign of a sick heart, this needs some concentration. It does not bother him not knowing the truth. He does not put any effort to know or learn about his deen. A bid'ah happening and taking place does not bother him at all. Yeah, ma kullu deen, it's all good. Alhamdulillah, we are all one. Yalla, ya shabab, we do this and do that. Everything is okay. That's not a good sign. And if you tell him, Isha is 5 rak'ah, alhamdulillah, the more the better. And he has no clue. He has no interest in the deen. The basics even. The basics. And if he comes to the masjid once in a year, he goes and tells his family. I was in the masjid last week. Alhamdulillah, 2024 is done. Inshallah, next year. And subhanAllah, one of the scholars, he said, أَيُّ شَيْءٍ أَقْبَحْ مِنَ الْجَهَلِ قَالْ الْجَهْلُ بِالْجَهْلِ. He was asked, what is worse than ignorance? He said, to be ignorant that you are ignorant. This is very deep stuff. You are ignorant that you're ignorant. This is worse than being ignorant. At least when someone is ignorant, he will tell you, wallahi ya Sheikh, please teach me. That is amazing. You know, the man who came to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, go back and pray because you did not pray. At the last time he said, teach me. La adri, this is all I know. Allimni, teach me. So this guy knows that he has some jahl in that topic, in the salat. So teach me. But when you do not know anything and you're jahl that you are a jahl, and yalla, everything is okay, everything is, that's going to be a huge problem. So, ya akhwan, try to make this eye wet. Push yourself. Try to, yani, this, wallahi, let me finish with this. You know, coming to these classes, coming to these halaqas, you do not know that you are among the probably 0.5% of Muslims that are putting an effort to learn their deen. Wallahi, may Allah bless you. I love you all for the sake of Allah. Because, you know, if imagine the masajid are all like this and we're all learning, not only learning, applying. applying. العلم بلا عمل, knowledge without action, it's like a tree without a fruit. So we need to put that علم into action to the best of our ability. So to do that, inshallah, I will see you at Fajr tomorrow. You knew that was coming, right? Tomorrow Fajr at 6:15, inshallah. And tonight is the night of Jumu'ah. Make a lot of salat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيماً.